Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everybody. I said that like Jill Zarin when she shows up.
Hi.
That wasn't on purpose. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Neither of us are wearing green. I just realized that.
It's St. Patrick's Day?
The reason I know that is because I see Max in the comments has already said Happy St. Patrick's Day. I did know St. Patrick's Day. I forgot. It's actually my sister's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
St. Patrick's Day ever.
Are the dogs doing anything for her for St. Patrick's
Well,
Day?
You see, I'm not sure what they're doing, but we are going to a golf course bar. There's like a bar off of a golf course near my sister that she always goes. It's my sister warned me. She's like, it's a total dive.
Like, ooh, love that. Oh, I love that. Oh my God. That's my aesthetic. I love it.
You love a dive bar. I could see you loving a dive bar.
Yes, you know, I like a good, you know, bar food situation, you know, a good, you know, something that you're not supposed to be ordering because you know the kitchen did not pass health inspection, but you still eat it anyway because it's like the vibes of, you know, the vibes, you know.
Wait, you know. Speaking of, I don't know why this made me think of, you had a harrowing travel experience coming back and going there, right?
Yes, just everywhere possible. It could not be worse. I feel like I haven't had a positive, like, my trips are always amazing. The yes. Traveling to the trips is always a nightmare now. And I can't figure, it's like the airline industry. I mean, you hear everyone saying like how bad the airline industry is now, but it's just, guys, it's everybody. Like, I feel like I have like 9 different airlines that I won't fly with anymore just because I keep having bad experiences.
That's
Southwest,
like
you're the latest.
It's like delays, right? Just sitting in an airport for too long. That's one of the worst. You just want to get home.
Exactly. And I normally, see, this is how I knew it was going to be bad, because I never do night flights. I always do like the first thing smoking out of Memphis. I'm like, yeah, put me on that one, 5 a.m., don't care. Because even if it delays, you have a greater chance of like getting out that day. So like, you know, it's like, okay, it's nothing. Nothing's going wrong in the morning. So you get out of there.
That's a pro travel tip. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this time, the flights to Miami were so we were looking like 5 months ahead of time too. The flights to Miami were so ridiculously high for some reason that we found like Southwest was like going there. I think that flight still was like $500. And so that round trip was like $500. So I'm like, you know what? Fine, whatever. We left Memphis. We were supposed to leave Memphis at like 7 o'clock. We had to go to Atlanta. Yeah. PM, go through Atlanta, and then we'd get there at midnight in Miami. Didn't get to Miami until 5 in the morning. Yep. Got to the hotel. Because of how the system works, reservation was automatically charged and canceled. So didn't have... Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I worked something out because you know what I do for a living. So I was able to work something out.
You were able to save some things.
Yes. I had two rooms booked, by the way, too, and they could. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare, like all the way around. But then finally, we were just glad we got there because, you know, we were trying to get there a day early. So, like, you know, nothing was wrong with like the cruise and all that kind of stuff because we were doing a cruise. So we got there literally hours before we were supposed to leave for the cruise. So, but the cruise was amazing. It was great. One of our, the excursion, yeah, the excursion I was looking forward to got canceled though. So that was terrible.
The excursion.
It was, so it was like we paid between a group, paid like a little over $1,000, and they were going to like take you to like a private island with like your own
villa.
Right. Your own little villa is air conditioned, it's right on the beach. A chef comes, he cooks for you. Bartenders are there. Yes. So, like, we were all, this is the one thing we were all looking forward to the whole week. We get there, the guy's like, oh my God, not a boat, but like it starts with a C.
The catamaran.
He said the catamaran was down and we can no longer take the people over there. So now we're like, okay, well, that sucks. He's like, we can possibly still get you there, but you'll only be there for an hour instead of five. And it's like, oh, yeah, just refund us because
I don't have time to have a chef cook me something in an hour.
Exactly. So we ended up like just hanging around Cozumel and making do. You know, they have a, they had a Fat Tuesdays and they had like a lot of little shops and stuff. So we made do, but it's like, y'all suck.
That's a really big, putting that on my bucket list because I would love to go to a private island with a chef and all that. That sounds like heaven.
Well, now I got to do another cruise just to make that happen. I mean, my family, you know, they're so cruise happy. They always like, let's do a cruise. I'm like, Jesus Christ, okay, where are we going this time? I guess like, so we'll do another one at some point. I'm looking because now I want to find that. So I feel like we should
get a bunch of our like content creator friends and do it on an island and then and, like, film it.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
it would be fun.
And then we'll create like fake drama.
Right, there we go.
we'll set up a confessional. We'll set up like a confessional room, like in like Jersey. You know, they do on like Jersey Shore and all the shores.
Yes,
a dedicated confessional room.
Yes,
I'll be like, Kendrick is such a bitch.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I love Emily. Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, she's the best. Yeah. Oh my gosh,
I'll be the problematic one. Like, I'll be the one in the confessionals, like love telling that. All the secrets.
Love that.
This is happening. Okay. So
love that.
This is totally fucking happening. Well, hi chat. Let's say hi to the chat.
I want
Hello,
the chat.
Everybody.
If you have any like recommendations for getting rid of black spots, because I had a pimple right here. And of course I couldn't just let it sit. I had to pop it, of course, me. And now I have like just this black.
It's impossible not to. It's
I know.
So hard not to.
So give me all your recommendations.
I have one that I just started. It was TikTok shop got me again. My new trick with TikTok though is to put it in a cart and come back later because I was just like insta buying so many things. Yes. I have to say I have not regretted one purchase. But I got that. This is totally unrelated to skincare, but I got that TikTok vacuum that's all the craze, the Wise one that's like the Dyson dupe.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get it. If you're on the fence, this is not an ad, obviously. Ooh. I use that thing all day, every day. It has a little light at the end. So you don't think your floors are that dirty, but then as you're going, it illuminates like a big chunk of like cat hair or whatever. And then you just turn it right up. And that thing is so, my downstairs neighbors must be like, she's doing it again. She's vacuuming again.
I love that. I need to, you know me. You know I'm a practical person. I love a good practical gift. So a vacuum cleaner, that's like right up my alley. I love that.
And it's only like $190. Because the reason why it's that so cheap is the Dyson is like $800.
Right.
And I got spoiled when I lived with my sister. She had a Dyson. So that was one of the perks of living with her is I could use the Dyson.
Right.
And there's nothing like it. Like you plug it into a little battery source. There's no cord. You don't need a cord while you're vacuuming. You just go all over wherever you want to go. You vacuum it all up. Oh, it's the best. Okay, so that's that one. But the other thing I got are Love and Pebble is the company. They make these. So you actually make them. You make these like the facial popsicles, if you will. Ooh. There's banana, turmeric, aloe and something else. It's really just all natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. So you mix it yourself. You put a little scoop. There's a little tiny mold. You put a little scoop and a little bit of water, mix it up, and then you put the little stick in, freeze it. I freeze it overnight. And then in the morning, like this morning I did it, and it pops out like a little popsicle, and you just rub that over your face. Get it wet first to activate it. Rub it over your face, all over your face. So the coolness of it like takes down inflammation.
Ooh.
But it's creating like a nice little skin barrier. But because there's turmeric in it too, it does like even more, I don't know. It smells like food too. So when you're doing it, you're like, okay. Oh, papaya.
There's papaya. Okay. Okay. Ooh.
All of these things are good for like inflammation. So, recommend. I do it in the morning. You leave on this stuff for about like 5-10 minutes, then you wash it off. You want to use like a washcloth because it gets kind of sticky. Right. I've only used it 3 days in a row now, and I was like, okay, I do see a difference.
Ooh, okay. Send me that link. I'm buying that.
I will send you.
You know, I'm all about skincare. This is why I'm like, I'm focused on nothing but this right here. Remember last week I was focused on like the white dot that only I could see in my beard. I'm like, what is that? What the hell is that? And so like now I'm focused, hyper focused on this right here. Right.
I actually went on a kick where I'm like, I need to up my skincare. I need to get like another cleanser. I need to get another toner. Mm-hmm. I need to get all of this stuff.
I'm out of my Neutrogena. I do a hydrating serum, but I ran out of it. So now I'm just like a barefaced naked whore.
I'll send you the stuff I end up getting because I found some toner that's good. I hear toner is what we should be using. I know there's a lot of steps, but my skin is so sensitive. So I oftentimes don't I don't do all the steps because I'm just like every time I go to try to do all those fancy steps I see people do, I end up like with like a rash on my face.
Right, I get it.
But I want to be that bitch now. I want to be that bitch that's like, excuse me,
I know that's right.
Toner step, this step, next step, all the shit, you know. So I'm ready for that.
Let me respond to Tyranny. I'm on YouTube. I don't know which comment section you're looking at right now. I'm on YouTube. Tyranny says she got stuck in Orlando last weekend because of Southwest. And then she asked me, was I on the Explorer? No, we did. So the purpose of the cruise really was, so we said, it was supposed to be so we can take the little ones too. So like they can have their little spring break and like not be in Florida, but we can still do a cruise and, you know, just enjoy the beach and swimming and all that stuff. But then the adults, you know, we can do our unlimited beverage package and, you know, have libations and, you know, enjoy the beach and all that kind of stuff too. We were on the Carnival Conquest. I haven't done a Carnival cruise in so long just because, okay. But, you know, it exceeded my expectations. Last time it was a little, but it's okay, you know. Last cruise I did was last year. We did an Alaskan cruise. It was Norwegian. I'll tell you, I've done a lot of cruise lines. Norwegian is easily the best food, just in case y'all, if food is a big thing for y'all, a big selling point, like when you're actually on the boat, Norwegian hands down has the best food. Easily.
Do you ever get seasick?
I don't. None of my family really does. I have a cousin that might, like, she has really bad experiences on the boat. That's the one I told you that when she first got on, like, I think when she had just found out she was pregnant, they had a cruise booked for, like, months and months. So they got on, and she, like, sorry, TMI, everybody, cover your ears if you don't want to hear. She literally was, like, throwing up in the sink, and her husband was having to, like, clean it. Like, it was a mess. Oh, like, she had just found out. The moment she found out she was pregnant, the morning sickness started. Oh. Like literally, because she had just taken a test. She's like, "Oh my god, I'm pregnant!" And then literally the next day, like everywhere. And she was like,
oh god, oh
yeah.
I get really bad seasick. That's the only reason why I can't do cruises. I just can't risk it. Like
do the motion, yeah. Because just so y'all know, once you get seasick, there's no cure. Like you're sick the entire time.
You're sick. So. You have to just like take Dramamine and sleep.
Now, I will recommend, I normally, before I go, even though I don't get seasick, I still go to my doctor ahead of time. I get her to do me a prescription for seasickness patches. So I put it right behind my ear.
Oh.
And then those supposedly work for people really well. So maybe just
try. I forgot that.
You're free with most insurance. So yeah. So just, you know.
Okay, that's another pro tip. Yeah, because I was like, should I go on a cruise? And then, you know how, like, you say something and then your phone starts, like, targeting you with ads?
Exactly, yes.
Or posts. And I got like an ad for a cruise, and then I got this weird like video of a cruise with horrible I was going to call it turbulence. That's not what it is.
A little motion.
So yeah. the whole thing. So like the video was from inside and people were like trying to get food, but the boat was going like, ooh. And I was like, I can't ever do that. Okay. Oh. Good to know.
By the way,
oh my goodness.
Another reason why Southwest was so horrible this time, both ways, the turbulence, because like they want the makeup time too. So like the pilots were already doing like 1,000 above the speed limit. I don't know what the speed limit is in the sky, but they were like doing 1,000 above it. But like when you hit turbulence going that fast, it's a nightmare. I literally closed my iPad. I was like, okay, I need to help the pilot focus right now. Like, what do you need from me to get us through this? Because like this is not natural. I don't know what's going on right now. Like it was literally like we were in there like woo, woo! Like it was a whole thing. It was bad. It was bad.
you're a seasoned traveler, so for you turbulence is not like
right.
You're very accustomed to turbulence, and even if you're scared,
I put my iPad away. I was like, nope, I got to focus right now. I have to focus right now.
See, that's the scare. Okay, so for someone like me who I don't travel often enough, so when I do travel, there's even the slightest bit of turbulence, I'm always looking to see, and like if people are still reading, if people are still,
right,
if I looked over and you put your iPad away, I'd be like, we all are going to die, just so we're clear.
It was bad. Even my cousins, I thought I was like, maybe I'm overreacting. My cousins literally were like looking back, they were like, are y'all feeling like, is it okay? And then they, of course, the stewardesses, what are they called? Flight attendants.
They're like, in your damn seats, fucking, yeah, they're like, your sit down.
And she came because she goes, beverage service has been canceled. Everyone, please sit. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute now. Because if I ever needed a vodka something, it's right now. So give it to me.
Oh, God, that's so scary. Yeah, see, I don't do well with turbulence. I don't at all. That's any little bit of it. I'm like, this is it. This is
right.
It. There's just too many videos, too, of people like surviving, you know, turbulence. But then, like, there's someone like gashed in their head, bleeding. And right. Then like, all right, here's your gate. I'm like, what?
Right. Goodness.
It's like there's like two options. There's like you crash and burn and die, or like hopefully get rescued, or like there's no turbulence. So the second there's any turbulence, I'm like, we're gonna die.
And right.
But then I see videos of people being like, no, you don't die. You get severely injured, though. I'm like, I don't know which one's worse.
Right. I'm not sure either. And I do not want to find out anymore. I'm okay with no more turbulence.
Someone, like, people saying people were, like, being thrown around a cabin. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Right.
Nope. Uh-huh.
We talk about canceling a lot of reality stars. Let's cancel turbulence. How about that? Let's focus on cabling turbulence for the, like, remainder of the year, at least. Please.
If you're freaked out by turbulence, then yeah, we got this. That's not good. That was fun. Thank you for taking us on that journey.
Of course. I love that. I needed to unwind. Now I'm trying to decide if I'm going to put out an episode tomorrow or just take the week to recover, because I know my job is going to just beat me the hell up this week. So,
oh yeah, no, if you go away for a week, they're like, oh, I hope you had a good time. Here's double the work now that you're
exactly
back.
Goodness.
And actually, we didn't do some things while you were gone because we were just waiting for you to get back. That's my other favorite thing people would do at work.
Yeah, that happens a lot because people were texting me. You know, I had the Wi-Fi packs. They were texting me while I was on the cruise. Like saying stuff that was going on. I'm like, I'm not your manager, right? Please go and talk to
you're whoever. Like, I don't even know who you are.
Right. I do not. I'm blocking you. Thank you though.
You're like Kristen Wiig in like Bridesmaids. Like, no, I am Mrs. Iglesias.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me. Let's start with something. I guess this is fun, but it's kind of a bummer. But it's fun. It's fun. Portia allegedly told producers of a show called Upshaw that she could not work with NeNe.
Upshaw's, by the way, stars former Atlanta housewife Kim Fields.
Oh, I thought she was just the director.
She's one of the main cast members. Her, Wanda Sykes, and Mike Epps.
Well, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So, allegedly, is told, because NeNe, she heard that Portia was going to be working. She's like, yeah, I can't wait to see her. And then Portia refuses to turn up to set and says it's because she has issues with NeNe and she can't work with NeNe. So then Nene reaches out to Portia and she's like, what happened? Like, what's this about? Why'd you do that? And she goes, I'm going through a divorce and I haven't even heard from you. And Nene's like, well, how am I supposed to know you're going through a divorce? I thought you were just having an argument. Which kind of like proves that this like Nene, you should like, you're kind of even calling her out more. Like,
right.
I just thought you guys were getting one of your arguments or something. I don't know. you're not helping your case
at all.
Nene then obviously was mad. And so she's like, Portia is not a star. Portia is a Bravo celebrity. And then Portia just posted a star. Like a little star emoji. Like, yay! Balloons. I think I figured out how to do it. I think if I go like this and I go like this, something with fingers.
Ooh,
damn it. Fingers. See? I know, it's a lot. See, I think I need to figure out. You have a Mac?
Yes.
Okay, that's not what I was going to say. Kendrick is trying to set off his graphics. He's doing like a robot.
It will not work. It's okay. I've given up. It is all right.
I like the robot thing. Like, this will do some.
It is not for me.
I must be able to like deselect something. It's something I have. I'm acting like it's not something I could fix. I'm sure I could fix it. I just don't even know what to type into Google.
Right.
Balloons randomly pop up balloons. On my Zoom.
Right.
This isn't even Zoom, it's a StreamYard. So like it's
right.
Any my camera. It's weird.
No,
anyway, so Mimi's very surprised by all of this because she's like, we've hung out. We've, you know, Yanni, but I think this is it. Yanni has been hanging out with Simon. And I think that pissed off Portia, and Portia lumped in Nene. And, you know, it is kind of fair. I have to say, like, as petty as it is, like, Portia should have absolutely just done the job and, like, talked to Nene. That's
what
she should have done. Because that is so much drama. It's a drama for her, a drama for Nene. You know, like, that's just not a good... And all, by the way, Cynthia Bailey was who got the call. She came out. Because the way it all started, Nene's like, the producers are like, do you have a problem with any other housewives? Is there any other housewife you have a problem with? She's like, what? No, what? And they were like naming people, like, what about Cynthia? What about this person? What about this person? What about this person? And she was like, no, we're fine. Then she found out. They're like, well, it's because Portia said she couldn't work with you. So she's like, what? So yes. Portia should have absolutely just sucked it up and talked to her. It also makes me feel like now I really want Nene back on Atlanta, because if Portia's going to be caught like having beef with her, it's even better.
Right. I feel a few ways about this where I don't think anybody's right. I think that's what I'm coming down to, because I'll defend Nene first. Number one, I don't know if I would have reached out to Portia either, because I thought all this was a publicity stunt too. I didn't think this was a real disillusion of a marriage. I always assumed that like halfway through filming y'all would get back together so we can see the amazing Nigerian rich lifestyle on the show. That's just what I assumed. So I'll side with Nene there. Portia, I think you should have just done the job. You never want to get a reputation of being difficult to work with, especially like you coming from reality TV. If you're trying to do scripted stuff, you don't want to be... Ooh, but also, to defend Portia, that goes to show you the kind of lifestyle she's really living now, because to be able to just say, oh, I'm not doing that. Like I have demands. I like this. And to be able to walk away from something that like all the other housewives are like jumping towards. Oh, you got money. You got money.
She's literally like, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I really fucking don't need it. I know it's power.
Right. Part of me kind of wishes, even though, you know, I love me some Cynthia Bailey, some titty scent. Part of me wishes that they had called Candy instead, because I feel like that would have been an interesting dynamic on set. Now, let's see how they would have gotten along for the day. Because, you know, Candy's not turning down the checks. You know, okay. You know, she would have showed up to set, and, you know, Nene might have had the issue, but, you know, Candy's like,
wait,
okay.
What? What's the Nene Candace beep? I can't remember now.
No, Candy Burris.
Oh, Candy Burris. Duh. Yeah. Why did I assume you meant Candace?
Yeah, I've just...
He would have been good. I would have enjoyed that.
That would have been good. I think Kenya has already... I think a couple of housewives have already done the show. I think Kenya's done it. And well, I thought Portia had too, but maybe not. So somebody else, I don't know. But yeah, housewives, maybe Candace, actually. I don't know.
I was going to say, why do I now feel like Candace and NeNe have beef? Like, what is, like, why in my head?
Probably.
I'm like, they must.
I know NeNe has gone on record and said that Potomac has no stars on their cast too. This seems like NeNe's kind of fallback. She's like, you know what? Y'all are starless. None of you are stars. You're not stars. Just no matter who it is, she's like, you're not stars. It's okay.
Yeah, she does. All that is like her dig, her go-to dig.
Mm-hmm. But I feel
like and for NeNe, because she's like, I already have enough problems getting work. Please don't add to it.
Yeah, I can get that.
Ugh. Ugh. Okay, this is not really pop culture, but this genuinely trips me the hell out.
Okay.
Boeing, the Boeing whistleblower, has been found dead of an apparent suicide, but the man was just on record saying, if something happens to me, it wasn't suicide. And if you guys don't already know, I'll go through like a brief background on what has happened with Boeing. So back in 2019, Mr. Barnett is the man. He told the BBC that under pressure workers had been deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the production line.
Scary.
He also said that he had uncovered serious problems with oxygen systems, which could mean one in four breathing masks would not work in an emergency.
I know you fucking lying.
He said soon after working in South Carolina, he had become concerned that the push to get new aircraft built meant the assembly process was rushed and safety was compromised. Obviously, the company has denied this. He later told the BBC that workers had failed to follow procedures intended to track components throughout the factory, allowing defective components to go missing.
Ooh. Yeah.
He said in some cases, substandard parts had even been removed from scrap bins and fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays on the production line.
Oh, dear.
He also claimed that tests on emergency oxygen systems due to be fitted to the 787 showed a failure rate of 25%, meaning that one in four could fail to deploy in a real life emergency.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a Netflix doc about this. I think it's called The Case Against Boeing. I think that's the name of it.
Ooh, hold on. Let me write it down.
Yeah. It'll piss you. But no, they're like, they're criminals. Like, it's an airplane, for Christ's sake. Okay.
Right.
Turbulence scares us. Heaven forbid. Yeah.
So
of course, Boeing denies this, right? Of course.
Which is crazy to me, because haven't we witnessed like over the past year, literally, that like all these planes have like had to say, didn't they stop saying like, okay, no more Boeing for a while? Like, no more Boeing. Like, no more.
Boeing, you're cut off.
Right.
So here's the part that's crazy. At the time of this man's death, he had been in Charleston for legal interviews linked to that case. So he was literally giving interviews. Uh-huh. Mm. Last week, he gave a formal deposition in which he was questioned by Boeing's lawyers before cross-examined by his own counsel. Sorry. I forgot. I haven't had one sip of caffeine yet. I'm like, this is wrong. So he had been due to undergo further questioning on Saturday when he did not appear. Inquiries were made at his hotel, and then he was found dead in the truck in the hotel car park.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is the statement Boeing gave. Ready? We are saddened by Mr. Barnett's passing, and our thoughts are with his family and friends.
I know you lying. That's all you got for me. I'm 6 feet under. That's all you got for me. Really? Now that makes it look even more suspicious. Now I know you did it. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so okay. Last week, the FAA said a six-week audit of the company had found multiple instances where the company allegedly failed to comply with manufacturing quality control requirements. Also, let's not forget that there was some issue with a plane not being properly, like the door wasn't securely in place and like flew off. So like there's real issues. So like, let's, now that we know the background, now that we know how serious it is and how shitty Boeing is, because Boeing would be liable for all sorts of shit if they ever admitted fault, right? Like if they ever were like, no, we've done that, they would be so liable, sued a million times. Tom Girardi would be representing the victims,
right?
against Boeing. So then now we're in a place where someone from Boeing killed that man. Ooh, that's crazy.
Right. That's allegedly. Wild. That's wild.
I'm like, I'm next. I'm like, Boeing's like, she's speaking. You're next on the top. Right. I watched what you say, lady.
Oh my goodness.
Is that like, that is some mafia shit. Big corporations, man, they're another level when it comes to corruption and covering up shit. Like it, so yeah. Thoughts that's and scary. Prayers.
Right. That's scary because we literally, Boeing had me a little afraid to fly for a while because I was like, wait a minute, is this a Boeing that I'm getting? Wait, what is this? Yes. What kind of plane? Like, I had to know. Yes. I'm like, okay, wait, is this a Boeing? Like, what is this? Because we literally, back to back to back over the past, like, maybe 2 years, we keep hearing about something. Oh, Boeing didn't pass this. Oh, Boeing, it disappeared. Boeing, it did. The door flew off the handles while we were midair. Like, we keep hearing all these insane stories that no traveler wants to hear about before they get on a plane. Boeing needs someone like in an official capacity to step all the way in, to not be bought off, and to actually figure out what's going on from the inside at the core and out. I don't think anybody will regain confidence in Boeing as a company until they do a complete staff overhaul and then figure out what's going on with these planes, because I don't know.
You're right. Like, they need to fire everyone.
Everybody.
Like, because the government's now looking into it. Because, I mean, they're all regulated. Like, it's a federally regulated thing. Like, it's not like they're like, we don't really have, you know, universal standards for flights. No, they all have to be safe, obviously, right, and pass certain requirements. So fire everyone, all the top people at Boeing. None of them need to have jobs.
Right, none of them.
Start over.
And Delta, and don't hire them.
change the name of the company too. Do a full rebrand.
A full rebrand, and not just like
now. Boeing is like a scary word. If someone said Boeing, you're like, oh,
like, no, I'm not getting on that plane. I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. No.
Isn't that wild? So yeah,
change it to something peaceful, like feather, something like that. So sugar, you know, like something sugar air. Feather. There you go. Something just calming.
Feather Airline. Ooh, I like Feather.
Yeah, Feather.
Ooh, I love that.
Fairy Airlines. There we go. You got.
I will put rainbows all over it.
There we go. Boom. Look at us rebranding. Look at us. Call us Boeing. I know you're gonna have us. You know, assassinated.
Exactly. Never mind. You're gonna have us killed. Never mind. Don't call us.
No, don't. Please don't. I will not come. Thank you.
Whoever takes over.
Oh God.
Okay, now on to I don't even know what to say about this one.
Oh.
So, you know RuPaul.
Yes.
You know Lady Bunny, right?
I don't. You know, I'm a kind of recent drag race watcher. Like, you know.
Perfect.
Past like 3 or 4 seasons, maybe.
Okay, so Lady Bunny and Ru go back to Ru's, like, they were kids. Kids. Ooh. In New York City before Ru was RuPaul. They are like sisters, like,
ooh.
Yeah, sisters. Okay, sister. I didn't mean to do that.
Come on, Tia Tamara.
So, okay. Lady Bunny, where did I put it? Lady Bunny, let me pull it up. Sorry, 1 second. I thought I had this ready to go, but apparently I didn't. Posted this this post.
Ooh.
Ready?
Yes.
Rue has a new book out, which I ordered and look forward to reading. Until it arrives, I checked out a few excerpts and interviews. One chapter was devoted to how he got sober, which is quite a reveal to me. It's something he and I never discussed, and I've never had any desire to point that finger, partially because I didn't want to repeat unconfirmed gossip, and partially because I was drinking and drugging too. This screenshot is from a tech site, and the article focuses on Rue's dream of building a safety bunker because Rue says humans on this planet are in the cycle of destruction. So Rue is protecting himself from the climate's cycle of destruction, which his fracking helps to create. He's making himself safe while destroying the planet, and he votes for and even writes song lyrics about the Clintons and Obamas who sold fracking just as Biden drilled for more fossil fuels than Trump had. Mama Rue fracks, Mother Nature dies, and hypocritically, Drag Race had the nerve to have a climate change ball on season 10 to raise awareness among viewers as to the dangers of the climate crisis. But Rue and his husband, Georges, will be in their bunker safe and sound away from floods and extreme weather, which their actions and Rue's support for Dem frackers have caused.
What a rant. Oh my God. Gee, what a journey. What a journey. Not, we started off with alcoholism and ended up with fracking. Oh,
and then we've got a new one. Oh. I see my Wi-Fi looks like it's really on and off. Sorry, guys. If I'm like freezing, I apologize. I have a router extender coming tomorrow, so maybe that'll help. But I see it like whatever. Okay, so here's another one. Another one. Rue has a new just announced book company called Allstora. The promo makes you think that this company is squarely on the left, fighting book bans, fighting for the queer community, etc. Rue says in an Insta video, it's for your people, it's for our people. But when you look at the site, you can buy Hitler's Mein Kampf in several languages, a children's book by the extremely transphobic Libs of TikTok founder Chaya Rachik, several books by GOP stalwarts Mike Huckabee Sanders and Sarah Sanders, and even one Christian book called You Were Not Born That Way, It's Time to Break Free.
Oh my.
Those ain't my people, Rue. Allstora sells such objectionable books that the company has added notes to some of these selections saying, with the help of our community, we flagged this book as contrary to our core values. All proceeds from this title will go towards protecting diverse literature and marginalized communities from book bans through the Rainbow Book Plus. But why did you need to help the community do the right thing, Allstora? Why not just stop selling what many on the left be considered hate speech? I know it really helps the queer community when you say, when you can buy right-wing books off a rainbow bus and pay a drag queen $30 a month for the privilege. And that, my friend, sums up rainbow capitalism.
Goodness.
Whoa!
Goodness.
I know Rue has been a controversial figure for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I know that. Like the frack, like, first of all, I had to Google what fracking was. Like when someone was like, Rue fracks, I was like, fracking. What is fracking? So on Rue's huge property, I'm sure the payout is monumental. I'm sure Rue's getting all kinds of money to let him frack for oil on the property. So I knew that was that. Also, Rue's made some super controversial statements about trans women participating on Drag Race, mm-hmm. you know, saying that they basically should not. It's mm-hmm. like cheating, basically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that thankfully has changed. That has changed because they've had trans people win at this point. So like, what's her face? Sasha Colby, the winner.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought Sasha.
Was that last season? Yeah.
Maybe
that was last season.
Yeah, last, okay.
Yeah, because we're, yeah. But this is a new one. This Allstora, this bookstore, it's kind of like just drop shipping. So Rue has just basically figured out like a drop shipping store. I'm sure it's making all kinds of money, but the fact that Lady Bunny is doing this, Lady Bunny is literally her Judy, like one of her best Judys ever. So I want to know, like, have they had a falling out?
Right. Because she starts it off by saying, I ordered the book and I'm waiting for it excitedly to read it. But it's like, but let me read you, bitch, first. Like, it's like, oh,
for real.
Ooh.
Like, so something must have happened. No, because like Rue and Lady Bunny up until very recently were cool. Maybe the chat knows. Let me pull this up. People are all supporting it. They're like, call your sister out, Lady Bunny. Call her the fuck out.
Has RuPaul said anything about like any of this, any of these statements?
No, and Rue doesn't. Rue keeps to herself a bit when it comes to that kind of stuff. When it comes to scandals, Rue just like shuts down. But it's Lady Bunny. I feel like Rue must be reaching out to Lady Bunny privately. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Being like, what is fucking wrong with you?
Right.
Like, what did I do? But no. But like, Rue should be called out. Rue is absolutely like a problematic person. Like,
yeah.
Rue should be called out for sure.
Yeah. Ooh, that's wild though. I always am so like taken aback when like people that are like friends before everything, go straight to the public, because I'm always like, I wonder if you reached out to them or like what happened to where like we know about this. I always feel like if I knew you before all of this, nobody should know our business except me. You come to me, you got my number. Did Rue change her number? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. I don't know. I'm confused.
I know. It's very baffling. And so there's been no answer, unless I missed something, which is highly possible that I missed a reply. But Rue doesn't normally ever address controversy like that. Rue just pretends like it didn't happen.
Okay. What? A. Michelle on YouTube said, Lady Bunny has been on Rue's neck since the 80s when Rue stole her AC. I don't know what that is.
Well, they're still friends though. Like they've been friends this whole time.
Yeah, she said Rue just doesn't say much about it publicly. Like whatever Bunny said. So I guess maybe Bunny says some stuff every now and then. Rue's just like,
Bunny's just been out here like wild and out with Rue.
Right.
That's actually incredible, because that's amazing, because Rue, like Lady Bunny is a punchline oftentimes, but like that's and a compliment, like in a way that like, you know what I mean? So like the joke will be like, well, how old are you? It's like older than Lady Bunny. Just jokes like that. So, even did like a Lady Bunny roast where Lady Bunny was, it was like Lady Bunny's funeral and they all like did the little thing. So it's hold on. Bob and Bianca talked about it on Bob's podcast. Rue stole the air conditioner when they lived together. Oh yeah.
That would piss me the hell off too. I would be on somebody's neck for decades as well if you took my AC. You know,
especially in New York, where when it is hot, it is disgusting. It's so humid,
sticky.
So Lady, but that's just, I just didn't realize that was their dynamic, that this whole entire time, like, Lady Bunny has been calling out Rue, and Rue's just like, looking Lady Bunny over there,
right. Well, let me ask you, has Lady Bunny ever been on Drag Race? Like as a guest or anything?
As a contestant?
No, like as a guest. Like, you know, the panel. Okay.
Not a guest judge. No, never a guest judge. Only like, I'm realizing now, only as like a punchline. They did this is Lady Bunny's funeral. And Lady Bunny was laying there as they did like a roast for the eulogy.
Oh,
like
gotcha.
That was like one of their challenges. But I just, but no, never judging. So that's a good question, Kendrick.
So maybe she's like a, what did Wendy Williams say about NeNe? Maybe she's an over there girl. One of the over there girls for me.
I'm only shocked by that because Lady Bunny is, Rue talks about Lady Bunny, like Rue loves Lady Bunny, it seems.
Yeah.
But if Lady Bunny's been calling out Rue like this, then okay.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free Bright Side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Well, there we go. All right.
Ooh.
The final topic we're going to be covering is the Kate Middleton of it all.
Okay, because I was on a boat. I feel like I've missed, like,
you missed this
controversy. Yes, but I see everyone talking about it. Like, people are writing think pieces about what it says about society. So I'm like, wait, what happened while I was on this boat? Like, what happened?
No, it actually has gotten hard to just find out what happened, because a lot of the articles are about, like, why we're all so fascinated by it. I'm like, okay, no. Just get to the part, like, where what's the fact?
Right.
So, okay, I will catch you up here.
Thank you.
Kate has not been seen since December. The statement from the Royal Palace has been that she underwent planned abdominal surgery on January 16th, which, by the way, that's not like December, January. Okay. After which Kensington Palace said she was not expected to return to her public duties until after Easter, which would be like March 31st. Okay. Okay. That was about January 16th. So at some point in January, that was the statement that was released. Well, now on March 4th, which is quite a while after, TMZ runs the first photo of her. They got this really creepy, grainy photo. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put it up here.
Oh, you know, I love when you put stuff up.
I know, right? I love it too. It makes me feel very smart. Okay, so here's the first picture that we got. Ooh. Now, when you zoom in on this photo, when you zoom in on it, it doesn't even look like her. It's just a really grainy, odd looking pic, and that's it. That's the only picture.
It looks like a ghost. There's always controversy when a royal, right? There's always controversy when a royal goes into the hospital. I feel like we never know what's going on. They just like, oh, they're here for this, and then we find out like someone's been like secretly battling like the worst COVID case in history. It's like, okay, would have been good to know, but let me stay at y'all's business. I'm over here in America. Let me let y'all do y'all, child.
The royal family for me, like, they don't have any like authority. They don't pass laws. They don't. So they're just like a show
figurehead. Really. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So back on March 4th, this picture comes out.
Okay.
On March 10th, Kate releases a photo. And so, you know, if she's releasing a photo, oh, this was the other photo we got. They're like, see, here's Kate. Like, what?
Oh, that's a nice scalp. Okay.
He's like, here's William here. I think that's William. And then Kate is here. That's all we got. Sure. So that's great. But then here's the photo that she releases.
Mm-hmm.
So at first glance, you're like, okay, fine. But some eagle-eyed social media sleuths quickly pointed out that some of Charlotte's arm appeared to be missing. The princess was not wearing her wedding ring, and her arms appeared to be unusually long. And so when you look at the photo like that, you're like, okay, I guess it does look kind of weird. I guess it does look a little bit odd. And there's all kind of, like, you could find articles where people are showing all the different little things. Right. So Kate then posted, and this is rare, Kate posted an apology. Allegedly, Kate posted this apology. Mm. And it was, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. Then, this was crazy, AP News issued a kill notification. So first, big publications put it out. Mm-hmm. But then, because it's the royal family, they get this thing from AP News that's it literally says kill notification. Clients, please be advised the following story has been killed and should no longer be used.
Oh.
Please remove it from all platforms, including social, where it may still be visible. You are receiving this email because the Associated Press is now serving notice of video kills to customers via an operational email. This change will ensure all. I feel like they've never sent this in their life. And they're like, hey, by the way, we're doing kill notifications now.
Right.
We're going to start doing these from now on. Like, no one's ever done that before. They're like, what even is this kill notification? They're like,
that
only
sucked
for the royal family.
Right.
So, yes. So at the time, the royal family still has not clarified. They have not talked, but they don't. That's the thing. The royal family never, they don't ever address anything. That's usually the stance that they take. Because right. Now let's think about this. So we haven't seen Kate. So the theories are this. I'm gonna go over the theories. So William has been having an affair with, what's her name? Lady something? I don't know. Some woman for quite some time. It's never been obviously confirmed.
Just like his ragged ass dad.
Exact. But you're you know, of course you believe it, right?
Right.
So some people theorize that the mistress is pregnant. And Kate is distraught and is like, I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not giving you guys photo ops. I'm not making us look happy. Forget it. Ooh. Forget you.
Oh, so now she understands Meghan Markle. Okay.
Well, that's what I feel like in my head. In my head, the reason why she had to hate Meghan was because she was still buried in her own like Stockholm syndrome. Mm-hmm. And then now that like Meghan is gone, she's like, that Meghan really did show us that we can, you know, we can stand up to these, or like it was her final straw. Like either the mistress right. is pregnant or not, or he just like refuses to stop seeing her or whatever it is. And she's just like, I'm done. I'm fucking done with three children. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not playing the game anymore. But other people have other theories. And some people have theories that there's just like nothing wrong. It's just the abdominal surgery. So,
well, the comment section, they're giving us some stuff. Hold on. Let's see. Apologies if I pronounced your name wrong. Amit Grewal said there's a crazy conspiracy. She had a breakdown after finding out one of Rose's children is Will's, and then was pregnant with her own affair baby with Thomas Kingston. Yeah. The firm ordered an abortion, and Thomas mysteriously wait a minute.
What? Thomas Kingston was killed?
That I wouldn't say. I didn't want to finish the word because I didn't want to get you demonetized.
I've already said it.
Okay.
Talking about Boeing.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. Whoa. Wait, I didn't know there was like a mysterious death involved in all of this. Now that just took it up a level.
Right. Oh, true.
Whoa.
See, that royal family, that's why I don't fool with them. Because I do fool with the Crown, okay? That's my show. But
I know you love the Crown.
Oh my God, the Crown is so good. Especially when Olivia Colman was, listen, 10s across the board. But that just, I believe almost everything that they put on the Crown simply because those are some terrible people. Like the men especially, they're just horrible. I don't know. They're... I feel like any like family where it's different, like from our quote unquote royalty, you know, we have the families that come through for 4 years or 8 years and then they go off and do their own thing. Yes. They don't have to be as perfect because they're not in the spotlight anymore. They've gone on, they do whatever. Like people still like judge, but like a new cycle comes out, you know, every day, they'll be forgotten about. When you like have to live your entire life under this kind of microscope and like a single hair can't be out of place. You get judged for what you wear. Oh my God, is she too thin? Is she too overweight? Is she this? Is she like every aspect of your life is examined. There's no, I feel like there's no way that somebody can keep like a level head. Like there's no, if anybody told me that somebody in the royal family had a breakdown, I'd be like, finally, I feel like it's overdue. Like that has to happen in order for you to like to be alive almost. It's I don't know. It's a lot.
I agree with you. The royal family feels like it's always a breakdown away. Like someone's always on the verge, it feels like, in the royal family. Because they all have to be like stiff upper lip and pretend we're perfect. It's like we already know about all of you creepy people. Like Prince Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys are creeps, a bunch of creeps over there. So weird, it doesn't shock me at all. So I mean, you know, free Kate. John Oliver did joke that John Oliver, by the way, is the best Watch What Happens Live guest ever.
Yes, he always.
So cute. Oh my God. He was like, there's a non-0% chance she's dead. And he's like, I say non-0 because it's not 0% chance that she's dead. I don't know. Because what a creepy thing to do to work to Photoshop this. Mm-hmm. To, like, when you look at it with what people point out, you're like, yeah, they literally like put the kids around her and made it look like she was put her arm around them.
Right.
That's crazy.
The theories are still flying. Mademoiselle, I love that. Mademoiselle H said there are many details to the story. I'm guessing about the theory that Amit put in there. She said it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound and he dated Pippa.
He dated Pippa?
Child, listen, y'all got it going on over there in Britain. I don't know what's happening, okay?
Thomas, I need to look up Thomas Kensington and see what the cause of death. Oh my God, traumatic head wound. Died from traumatic head wound and gun found in Quest Hold. Thomas Kingston, the husband of Prince and Princess Michael of Kent's daughter, Lady Gabriella Kingston, died from a traumatic head wound.
I'm watching The Gentleman on Netflix right now because Gentleman's were like, I love that movie so much. So I was so excited for the show. Have you ever seen, watch the movie first. If you like the movie with Matthew McConaughey and Colin Farrell and all them, then yes, you'd love the show because the show was,
I think the show was really good.
Well, Theo James is the lead. So Theo James.
Yeah, he looks hot. No, I saw. Yeah. No, that's his name, right? I saw that he was in it, and I was like, "Hello."
Mm-hmm. It's good. But I love that movie. Like I'm loving the show. But they did kind of a self-inflicted gunshot wound too type situation. I was like, "That's easy to set up." See, William, you ain't fooling me. Anybody with that aggressive of a bald spot that just won't go bald, you cannot be trusted. I don't believe anything you got going on over there. Nothing.
That aggressive of a bald spot.
I'm telling you, it's Leslie 1346 said it's disappointing if William was or is having an affair because of what happened to his mom Diana. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why we all
wonder Harry. Harry's like, I'm fucking out of here. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm done with you, trash people. I'm not gonna pretend I don't know William's having an affair. Like what?
Right.
Oh, no. Do you hear my cat? Penny is going crazy. Penny has this thing where she needs to, whenever my dad goes in the kitchen to make tea, she has to go out there and hang out with him. It's so cute. But if I ever have the door closed, she was just trying to open the door. She's crying. She's like, he's out there. And I'm not out there.
Socks is similar, but in a different way. Socks is just like the nosiest bitch in the neighborhood. So like if she hears a sound, she has to go see what's going on. Like somebody can be in my kitchen. She's like, wait a minute, what's happening? Are you cooking? What are you doing? Are you going to give me some? Like what is happening? So she has to go to the door. There's this one bird that taunts Socks all day long. She comes and like just stands on the porch and she knows she can hear her. Yes, she can hear. She just literally looks the other way, doesn't do anything. And Socks goes a fool in the door and like she just knows that she can't get to her, so she just sits there. Then every now and then she'll look back and then she'll finally fly away. I'm like, this is like the animal kingdom is wild. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on out there. It's insane.
I love that. Ooh. Shit. I love that. Ooh. Oh my God. Penny has jumped up on the TV stand and is trying to get out the top. You have lost your mind. Lost your whole mind. Anyway, okay, well, this was fun. Amit, Kate's hanging with Shelly Miscavige, however you say it. Okay, I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up because my friend John and I said the same thing. So Shelly Miscavige is the wife of the head of Scientology that's been mysteriously missing for years. So I feel the same, like, I thought this, as soon as the Kate Middleton stuff started, I was like, is she with Shelly? Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, no, so are we thinking
Shelly's been missing for a minute. Like years. Like, yeah, no, Leah Remini's been on because Leah Remini was when she was in Scientology, she was really good friends with Shelly. And then one day Shelly just wasn't around and was never around after that. Still has not been seen.
Ooh. Them boy, them That's why they got a lot going on over there. I don't like none of this.
Yeah.
I don't like none of it. Yeah.
All right, so let's go spiral about this some more, guys. Thank you to the chat for all of your fun intel, because that really added layers. Thomas Kingston, like that. No wonder we're all freaked out about it.
Right.
I didn't even know about that.
Hey, Penny. That.
Hi, Penny. I know. She's like, I couldn't get out there, so I'm just going to come here and bother you.
Right.
Well, Kendra, thank you so much. Per usual. I love these. These are so fun. I love these. Like, it feels like we're doing like a Chelsea Lately or something. It's like a little panel and like, I don't know, something like that.
I love it.
Guys, don't forget to follow Kendra, Reality Comics 2 on Instagram. And of course, Reality and Comics 2, his podcast, is available everywhere you get your podcasts. And love you all. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy birthday to my sister. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and/or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.